3.21. 1.
The only thing I really regret is not having had the courage to talk to a girl I met at a party last summer. I really liked her. She was very attractive. But I just wasn't brave enough to start a conversation. I wish I'd tried. I'm absolutely positive we would have gotten along well. Now it's too late. She's engaged to another guy.
2.
At the risk of sounding really negative, the one thing I really regret in my life is getting married. My sister said to me in the car on the way to the registry office, "Someone has to say to you that you really don't have to do this, you know." And, I ignored her because I thought, "What do you know? You're still single." But, in fact, the next day when I woke up, I realized it was a terrible mistake, and I spent the next 15 years trying to get out of it. So, and I would never do it again, so that's probably my biggest regret.
3.
I really wish I'd been able to know my grandmother better. She died when I was 12, and since then I discovered that she must have been a really fascinating person. And there are so many things I would love to have been able to talk to her about. She was Polish, but she was in Russia, in St. Petersburg, during the Russian Revolution, and she knew all kinds of interesting people at the time. Painters, writers, people like that. I was only a child, so I never asked her much about her own life. Now I'm discovering all about her through reading her old letters and papers. But I wish she'd lived longer so that I could have talked to her about those times face to face.
4.
When I was 15, I had a weekend job, in a supermarket, stocking shelves and that kind of thing. My friend also worked there, and he persuaded me one day to help him steal a carton of cigarettes, 200 cigarettes, from the stockroom. It was a crazy idea and totally out of character for me to do something like that. I'd always been very honest until then. Anyway, the store manager found where we'd hidden the cigarettes, and he called the police. So when we came to work that evening, the police were waiting for us. Although we got off with just a warning, we were only kids, the police came to my house and talked to my mom. I felt so awful. But in the long run, it was probably a good thing, because it meant that I never, ever thought about stealing something again.
5.
When I was 16, I got the chance to change schools and go to a better school to do my last 2 years. My parents were really eager for me to change schools because they thought I'd probably get better scores on the college aptitude test and have a better chance of going to college. But I was totally against the idea because I didn't want to leave all my friends behind, and I didn't know anyone at the other school. So in the end, I managed to convince them and I stayed at my old school. I did okay on the test, but not super well. Now I regret not listening to my parents because I think it would have been better for my future career. But at the time, I just couldn't see it.